Today's daf is daf kavav. So we got to the very top, the new mission. The Mishnah tells us, "B'simanav u'b'mitzarav." So the person Rashbam explains here, "Ha'omer l'chaveru beis kor afar ani mochelcha." I'm selling you a certain area of land. "B'soch ha'simanav v'mitzarav halalu." Simanav is referring to a landmark, a tree, a bush, a flower. And mitzarav is where you tell the actual borders, which is next to this person's house, next to that person's house. So you describe a certain area that you're selling. And Nishat Roa, that area that you see with these borders and these simonim, hakol kachlecha, it's all yours. So then the Mishnah says, pachlos mishtus higio. So let's say it's a little bit less when he described to you. It's a little, it's 1/6, within a sixth of what he described to you. It's not really a base core, but a little bit less than that, or perhaps a little bit more than that. But so again, within that margin of the error of a shtus. So the lach is higio, the sale's final. But ad shtus, which is interesting language, yinake. But if it's more than shtus, what's not addressed here is an actual shtus, which is what the Gemara is going to address. But ad shtus means more than a shtus. If it's more than a shtus above the price, or more than a shtus below the price, or the area that he described, so then the Mishnah says the halacha is yinake. You have to take off. So look at the Rashbam, three medium wide lines down. Rashbam explains yinake. Yinake min adamim. You take off some of the price. That if, let's say, he sold you base core and it turned out to be more than a shus, less than that, so it's not fair for me to overpay that. So then the moch has to return the price to me. The sale is a good sale, but he has to pay the overpricing to me. Vim hosir yachzir lo karka. Now, if he gives extra property, more than a sixth extra property gives to me, so then I need to return that property back to the mocher. And the Rashbam points out, and this we should know by now, we saw this already several times in this Masechta and also in the previous Babas, that v'hai shtus lav mishum din ona, this shir of shtus that's mentioned here in this mission is not an isser of ona, because de'ein ona el metaltli. Ona only applies to metaltlim, aval b'mekarkai ein ona. There is no isser ona by mekarka. And we saw others, Tosas and Kedushin elsewhere, described that sometimes there is ona, maybe if it's twice the amount, maybe if it's elef. But Pasha Pshat is certainly with the shtus itself, there is no isser ona. So why you have to return anything here? Shim machal o shava pruta biman. If I sell a shava pruta of land for $100, oh, shavim mana bepruta higio. If I sell you something worth 100 for just the pruta higio, that's a good sale because there's no ona for karka. So what's this discussion here? So ela shiur derabanan. This is shiur din derabanan. The hachi machil inish heichadamar b'simanav b'mitzarav, but tfei lo machil. The chacham are trying to understand in a person's mind what they'd be willing to mochel on if they're given a certain property, a certain simanim. This is the area, and it's a little bit more, a little bit less. What's the mechila? And that's the shir chachamim had established, but nothing to do with onah. Happens to be the same shir as onah, but it's not a violation of onah. It's a question of mechila here.
And this is bigger than the shir we saw before. Rov Alissa, the Rashbam points out, we said before, hein chaser, hein yeser, there's a little bit of a margin. Here we're giving you even a bigger margin than that.
Because
that
I
was,
get
that was one 24th.
Right. Yeah, because right. When it comes to mida, mida is an inch is exact measurement. So exact measurements is going to be a smaller margin of error. Here there's nothing exact. There's borders, there's a simanim, in which case, Adam's pointing out, we allow for a larger margin of error, which happens to be around the shtus.
By
right.
Talta, we said a shtus, it's more than a shtus. It's not
a, yeah, but there's not a metalton here. That's why this is permitted. This is not ona and no metalton. It happens to be the same shear. You're just trying to understand what people are mochel on, and it happens to be a shtus. But that's why when it's more than a shtus, it's a good sale. It's not batel mekach like regular ona. It's a good sale. We just return the overpricing. Fine. So the Gemara now says itmar. Rav Huna amar shtus. So what wasn't addressed in the Mishnah was an exact shtus. Less than a shtus, it's a final sale. More than a shtus, you just return the extra amount. But what if it's an exactly a shtus? So Rav Huna Amar, shtus, kipachas m'shtus, whereby it's a good sale, there's no returning of any money. Rav Yehuda Amar, shtus, kiyosim m'shtus. No, the actual six is like more than a six, whereby you would have to return the difference. Now the Rashbam points out here, this machlokis, here, look at the Rashbam, the first one on the Gemara here. It's around 9, 8, 9 medium wide lines down. Shtus, Higio kipachas mishtus. Let's jump to the end of that Mishnah, at the end of this Rashbam. I mean, it says masnisin in the middle of the line, masnisin dekatani ad shtus yinake. So the machlokes whether shtus is part of less than a shtus or it's part of more than a shus, that debate, according to the Rashbam, is mashmalei Rav Huna ad v'lo ad b'chlal. When it says ad shtus, for Rav Huna means until shtus, but not including, and the Rav Yehuda ad v'ad b'chlal, shtus, up until shtus, and including a shtus itself. So it's a machlokus, which might connect to the sugis and brachlos about ad v'ad b'chlal. That's what the debate here is, according to the Rashbam. The Rivet, that's quoted by the Rashba, says the debate here is an issue of a girsa. There are two different girsas here in the Mishnah of ad shtus or ad bishtus or something like that, and that's really what's telling Rav Huna versus Rav Yehuda what the interpretation is of shtus. So either way, it's a technical machlok, as it seems, how to read the Mishnah here. So the Gemara says, so again, Rav Huna says shtus is kipachas mishtus, and therefore it's a complete mechila. Rav Yehuda amar shtus is kios mishtus, therefore yinaki, you have to return the amount. So the Gemara says now that Rav Huna reads the Mishnah amar shtus kipachas mishtus hachi kama. This is how you read the Mishnah now. Pachas mishtus vishtus bichlal higil. That's all part of the same category. Shtus is included on the lower part. But if it's yosim mishtus, yinaki, that's his reading of the Mishnah. More than a shtus, you have to return. But according to Rav Yehuda, Amar, shtus kiyosim shtus. No, shtus is part of the higher amount. You have to yinake on even the shtus. And halchi kamar, this is the way he reads the Mishnah. Pachas mishtus higio kama, but ad shtus vishtus bechlal yinake shtus. And above shtus, you have to return the extra amount. And then for that reason, that's how Rashbam reads it. It sounds like ad v'ad bechlal is machlokas.
Right, because ad would seem that it's till.
Yeah, so it's a very strange. It's a very strange.
Right.
It's a very strange lashon. That's why there's a debate here. So Rashbam says no. The gear says this ad shtus, and they're interpreting it ad v'ad b'chal or ad shlo ad b'chal. But Rivet says it holds another gear here in the Mishnah, and they're arguing what the actual gear was. But if you're reading Hebrew with a simple reading, it doesn't make sense. Ad shtus yinaka doesn't make sense. So okay. Gemara now asks a question, Meisive. Bisimanav uv meitzarav piches shtus ohosa shtus. So this is exactly our question. If you tell them this area that has the following landmarks and the following borders, and there's less than a shtus exactly, or there's more than a shtus exactly, this is our case of a shtus, so what's the halacha? Do you yinake, or do you say higio? So the Braisa says, harehu kishum hadayanim, and higio. So the Gemara is going to point out there seems to be a mysterious. What's Shum Hadayanim mean? So the Gemara says, Vaha Shum Hadayanim Dishtus Kiyosim Ishtusu. What does that mean? So if the Dayanim assess a property, so the halacha is that if you look at the Rashbam here, Rashbam says, where are we? Go around 10 medium wide lines down. It says, Bisimanov Ubimitserov Mitzarov Piche Ishtus Ohos Ishtus. If it's more than a sixth more or a sixth less, Kishum Hadayanim Higio. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis in the Daf Tzadi Test, Tznan, Shuma Dayanim. Shepichsu Shtus O Hosir Shtus Machron Batel. When it comes to the Dayanim assessing a value, if it's a Shtus, it's a Batel. The whole sale is Batel. So Shuma Dayanim Bezdin Shayardu Lashum Nichse Yisomim, Lamachron. Bezdin goes down to a property of the orphans in order to sell it. Lamazon Haisha V'Habanos, in order to help feed the widow and the daughters. And the halach is, so it's a batel mekach. If they overprice something or underprice something with exactly a sixth, it's batel. So we see here, so a person, same thing, when you're selling a property that give the certain landmarks and it's a sixth above or a sixth below, it's like a shum kishum dayanim, that's completely batel. That's the Gemara's case. So we see shtus is kiyesem shtus, where it's going to be batel hamekach. Well, not really batel mekach, really where we're going to say it's yinaki at least. It's a considered batel. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, the Braisa doesn't make any sense. So ha amar l'cha Rav Huna ulatameich, according to your reasoning, higiu katani. You know, it says higiu, which sounds like the sale's final. So that very statement where we say, if it's exactly a shtus, on one end, kishum dayanim means the whole mekach is batel. But higiu sounds like the sale is final. So that's an internal contradiction within the Braisa. How do you understand the Braisa? So the Gemara says, ela kishum hadayanim velo kishum hadayanim. It's like it, but it's not really like it. It's kind of like Shuma Dayanim. How so? It's Kishuma Dayanim l'shtus v'lo Kishuma Dayanim, meaning what? Dilu hasam batel mekach v'lo hacha higiyo. So the Rashbam, there's a lengthy Rashbam here. He explains here. If you go now to the first wide line down, it's in the middle of the Rashbam here. So he says that it's in the middle of the line. Says Liolam really a shtus ki yeser mishus v'yachser. Really a shtus is really like above that amount, and you have to return that amount above. But the wholesale isn't batel. Just you have to return that amount. Why are we comparing it to Shuma Dayanim? The fact that shtus is something meaningful, that it changes. Less than a shtus for Shuma Dayanim is a good sale. Just like here, less than a shtus for our Siman of Mitzarav is a good sale. But the shtus, now things change. So for Shuma Dayanim, once you hit shtus, something changes. So too for our case, the Siman of Mitzarav, shtus, something changes. But what changes is different. How it changes. The Loka Shuma Dayanim, it's not exactly like Shuma Dayanim, Rashbam says. Because the Bishuma Dayanim, once you hit that mark of Havishtus, Bitl Mekach, the whole assessment is Batl. Kititnan Hasan Bachmachan Batl. But Iluhacha, when it comes to this case, Higio, it's a good sale. What does that mean, a good sale? Kolomar, Eina Mekach Batl, Elamechal Kaim, the Yachse. You need to be Yanaki. You have to return the overpricing, but the sale's a good sale. So that's what we say. It's Kushuma Dayanim, again. I have Shuma Dayanim in one corner, and I've got my case of Simana Mitzarov in this corner. Everybody agrees, Pachas Mishtus, everything is a good sale. Once you hit Shtus, though, something changes. It's like Shuma Dayanim that something changes. So to hear our case, something changes. What changes is differs, though. Shuma Dayanim, it's bottle and tire. The whole assessment gets thrown out. They have to do a new assessment. Our case, at a Shtus, the sale is a good sale when it comes to Simara Mitzarav, but you have to only Yinake, just the overpricing is what's returned back to the Mocher. And that's why it's Kishuma Dayanim, below Kishuma Dayanim. It's kind of like Shuma Dayanim, but not exactly like Shuma Dayanim.
So Rav Huna said that Shtus is Kapachos Mishtus, so it's not really Kapachos Mishtus. Rav Huna is now saying that even his Modesh Shtus is different than Pachas Mishtos, because with Pachas Mishtos we said it's a full Mechila, right?
So Rav Huna is saying
it's a full Mechila?
He passing that Shtos is Kipachas Mishtos.
Right.
So the question, who's answering this question then here? I think Rashbam says this is according, this is a Kasha to Rav Yehuda, not to Rav Huna, to Rav Yehuda, not Rav Huna.
He said the Rav Huna initially.
Even though Rav Huna is responding, this is a question to Rav Yehuda. If you look back in the Ashbam, above where I read, two medium wide lines up, he says, Kashila Rav Yehuda. You see that? Amalacha Rav Yehuda responds back.
There's two different yourselves, because above he said Kashila Rav Huna, he said Mesfila Rav Huna, he said Rav Huna a couple of times.
So it seems to be, I get right, earlier, he says Rav Huna, you're right. In the previous Rashbam, the earlier one, he said Akasha Rav Huna. Now he's presenting it as Akasha to Rav Yehuda.
But it's still.
So how does he read it?
Right.
So when we initially ask it to Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says, wait a second, it's not only Akasha for me, it's also Akasha for you, Rav Yehuda.
Right.
It's a problem for both. So now when the answer is brought here, it's according to the Rashbam, Rav Yehuda is answering this question. But the Gemara never provides us how is Rav Huna going to get out of this problem either. So if maybe you look further down in Rashbam here, there's a lengthy Rashbam here. You see, there's another explanation here. Rashbam on the bottom, around eight lines up, he says Yesh Mefarshim Amalcha Rav Huna Lutamech. So Rav Huna gives a whole other pshat here. It sounds like from the simple reading of the Gemara, this is only answering for Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna has to give a whole other interpretation here. He would say Shtus Kipachas Mishtus. I'm not sure how he would get out of this. I don't know. Look at the Rashbam there. I didn't look through the whole thing here. Okay. There's a bunch of parentheses here, so it's not an easy read here. There's a lot going on here within Chitas Rav Huna. So the Gemara now says in the very last line of Kuvav, Rav Papa Zavin Ara Me'ahu Gavra. Rav Papa bought a property from a certain individual, and the Gemara says on the top of Amar Beis now, Amarle Havia Asarm Gruye Mashche, or Grive Mashche, and the guy says, it's 20 something, it's the amount of 20 sa. But the truth is, lahavi ella chamesar, it was only 15. So also lakame dirabai, they went to Abai, and Amar Lai, he says, svaras for kabbalists, you accepted it, meaning you were aware, he told you it was 20, you counted, you measured out, you realized it was 15, and you're willing to go through the sale anyways. You can't come back now and complain about it. You were a svaras for kabbalists, you accepted the sale. So, bahatnan pachas mishtus higio ad shtus yinake. But we have the halacha here that if you go less than a shtus, it's a good sale, but a shtus or more, yinake, you have to at least give me the amount that you overpriced me for. So Abaye says, no, honey me, because again, the 20 over 15 is more than a sixth. It's so here, honey me lehecha delo kimle begavai. That's only true when the guy didn't know. He was told the property line, here's the borders, I'm telling you it's a core, I trust you, I buy it, I go measure it out, and wait, it's less than a core, it's more than a core, whatever the difference is. Aval, when it comes to this case, hecha de kimle begavai, here where you knew, you were able to count it very easily, how many marbles there were, let's say, Savar v'kabel, you accepted it and it's a good sale. He said, but what do you mean? He told me 20. He lied to me. So what are you going to... No! Amrlei, da'adifa kesem. He was telling you that these 15 marbles are as good as 20 marbles. That's how good... I'm telling you, good quality here. You want 20? I'm going to say 15. That's as great as 20. So that's what he meant here. And since you were able to count and measure, and you did, you know, kimle begave, savris v'kabel, you accepted such a sale. Okay.
Liar beware.
What?
Liar beware.
Yeah, you have to be a smart consumer.
It seems that he knew the field. The cases where he already knew the field.
Yeah, kim lebegave. Kim lebegave means he understood the field, he counted whatever the...
He knew very well. Yeah.
If the guy didn't know, that's the other case. But here, kim lebegave means he understood the situation.
Not that he was just standing there when he saw it.
Correct. Kim Begave means he understood, he counted the marbles, he inspected it, he measured it, whatever the case is. That's what Kim Begave means. So look at the Rashbam here, Amr Le, four lines down. Amr Le Abaye, Matzi Le Meimelecha, Dehai Dekamer Esrim, Lo, Lasej Lecha Esrim. I'm planning on giving you 20. Sherei Gam Hu Haya Yodea Shein Besad De Ela Chameza. He knew, he's quite aware, it's only 15 square feet. Ela Dadifa. He said that's just to increase his marketing. It's like 20. So the Bach is medayik from this Rashbam that even if it's not actually the worth of 20, it's still a good sale. It's lashbiach. He's just trying to bolster up his properties to sell. But Yad Rama says no. If it's not worth 20, then the sale is batal. It's only good sale if, in fact, the 15 has the same market value as a same property of 20, whatever it's 20 square feet, 20 inches, whatever it's being measured here. It has to be at least worth that 20 that he had portrayed. And if it doesn't, Yad Rama would say it's a batal hamekach. Okay, the Gemara now says, around seven lines down, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Ha'achin She'achalku, if brothers are dividing a property, Kevin She'ala Goral Echem Mehem Kanakulam. So once the property falls out to one of them, so then all of them are going to, it's a good kinyan for all of them. So if there are two brothers here, and Reuven, there's two, they split up the properties evenly, who's going to get which property? So Reuven picks his lottery, he gets that one, so automatically Shimon gets the other property. So that's what goes on here. The girl, it's automatic, kano kulam. So the Gemara wants to know, my time, what's the reason for this? What's the basis? There's a goral, there's a kinyan. We never saw any mission about a goral being a kinyan. We have a kinyan, we have a chazaka, a kesef shtar, never a goral. So my time, what's the reason for this? So Amar Rebbe Elazar, ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. That's how exactly Eretz Yisrael was divided. So ma tchila begoral, afkan begoral. Just like Eretz Yisrael was divided by the different shvatim, picking out the different sections of land, so too it shouldn't be any different when it comes to the regular goral of properties, people splitting up. So the Gemara says, well, imal halan bekalpe ve'ur metumin, very different. They had the whole box that they picked out, and the ur metumin, the Kohen Gadol was standing ur metumin, lighting up different shvatim's names. So afkan, so in order to have two brothers splitting up their land, we should also have the same requirements. Afkan, bekalpe, v'orim v'tumim. You should require the whole box, and you should require the Kohen Gadol, and his big dekuna, and the urim v'tumim. So it's not the same, it's not comparable. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, ba'hu hanad de katsaisi lahadade, gamri umakni lahadade. The fact that they're going to respect each other and listen to each other, that respect is going to translate into some level of das, and that's the das that's needed in order to complete this transaction. So if you look at the Rashbam here, Rashbam says, which one do I want here? Amar Rav Ashi. See, it's like the medium wide section, medium wide lines in Rashbam. The last two lines, it says, Amar Rav Ashi liolam kitchilas Eretz Yisrael kona garal. Really, it's good. It's a good kinyan. Udekashi lecha imal halam v'chule haynu taima delo tzarich kuli ha. You don't need all that stuff like the ur metumim. Mishum de gamri belevav shalem umakne lemishi yala hagorol miyad. We all made an agreement that whoever is going to get the girl of that property, the other one will get this property, and we had such an agreement. And Mahani Gemar Daitam Im HaGoral, that combination of my Gmir's Das along with the lottery, it works as effective at Ku'um V'tumim. The Mahani, that worked as well. Afilu Heicha Delo Gamri V'Makne. In the case of Eretz Yisrael, there is no Gmir's Das. It was Urim V'tumim, and that was the overriding kinin. So here, we don't need that. We could replace that with the Gmir's Das, with that very hana, the taisel hadade, the fact that we're going to respect each other, nishmam zelazel achlok begaral, kadei shito kolachar chelka b'fnei atzmo, that's going to replace the need for the Urim V'tumim. Now there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, is the goral really a kinyan or not? According to the Rashbam and many Rishonim, it sounds like the goral really is a kinyan, and it's a chiddush we have in the Gemara in Babas Daf Kuvav. According to the Rush, he says it's not really a kinyan. The goral is adding to a kinyan chazaka, which all the Achronim ask, wait a second, if you have a chazaka, so what exactly is the goral adding to the kinyan chazaka? But somehow the goral is only a hosafa on top of a kinyan chazaka.
Right, I understand.
He says...
On the father's chazaka or what?
No, when the father dies, yeah. Or shutvin, wherever they decide to split up a property.
Okay.
So according to Rashbam, you do a goral, so that splits up the property, that's how it's split up. But according to the Rashi's, no, we don't find anywhere that a goral works as a kinyan. The kinyan is when Reuven makes a chazaka, he builds a fence, that's his kinyan. And Shimon makes a fence, that's his kinyan. So what's the goral accomplishing? So he has this line, it's a hosafa on top of the chazaka. It's adding to the kinyan chazaka. To which the Achron asks, so once you have a chazaka, what's the need for the goral? What exactly is being accomplished by that?
The goral obviously happens before the chazaka because otherwise...
Exactly. So it's kind of leading into the chazaka. It's also backwards. The goral comes first to say, where should you make the chazaka? So I'll read you the line here that they quote of the Rush. It says, the Lech HaMisha asks on the Rush here that the goral is only it's a moil el arak b'toseves chazaka. It only adds to the chazaka. And he asks, so what exactly is the purpose? So his basic answer is that the chazaka helps in the beginning, that decides who goes where, and then it lays, paves the path for Reuven making a kinyan there in Shimon Pei. It's not really a tosafa, it's really a hachana, it's really a hechsher for the chazaka, according to the Rush.
So it defines the parameters of the chazaka, that's the point.
But it doesn't really work as a kinyan. It just really lays the ground of where the chazaka should be taking place.
Right, it sounds like part of the broader machlokas about whether or not Gemiras Das alone is enough, like Simta, other things... What's it called? Where the handshake?
Shintusa, yeah. Shintusa. Yeah.
How is it working? Are they running Mechadish, new Kenyan, or is it working?
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion, whether or not Chachamim have the ability to make a Kenyan de Rabbanan to work Bimol and a Din de Raisa, those types of Vinyanim. What Koach Chachamim have? So according to the Rashbam and others, that they have the ability, well, this is really, it's a Pasuk, though. It's based on a Pasuk, though. So you could question, if you assume that Goral is a Kenyan, is it Kenyan de Raisa or is it a Kenyan de Rabbanan? On one hand, you could say it's a kinyan deraisa because it's based on a pasuk, the goral of Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, you could say they use that only as a smachta, but it's really only a kinyan derabanan that they have the ability of hefker based on hefker to create any chazaka. A handshake is a kinyan derabanan. When we sell the chametz to Israel, so we do every kinyan possible. One of them is a handshake. We do all types of things. So this would be another type of thing, doing a goral. But according to the Rush, there's no other place where we find that a goral works as a kinyan. It simply just lays the ground of, this is the area where you're going to make your chazaka, this is where you're making your chazaka. That's what's being accomplished for the Rush.
However, it seems that till now, whenever we learned the teretz of Be'al Hana, it actually explained why is it the chazaka and why is it
that Hu Hana, it's Hana is the Gemiras Das. That's in
But we had many cases, and then the answer Be'al Hana. I mean, until now, whenever we answered that, it was almost like, okay, it is a chazaka. No, it's just an additional
help. The hu'ana...
We saw it in a few cases.
Yeah, we've seen the hu'ana, the people are willing to give something over.
Right, and with that, they, there is a kinyan.
Right, but the hana itself isn't the kinyan. I think it's the Gemiras Das along with some ma'isa as well, which is always the debate by kinyanim. Is it ma'isa focused or is it das focused?
Right.
That's always something. But this is really, I think, a lot how we know the guy's really interested in this Gemiras Das.
We saw by maybe what we're concerned is there was a need for a kesef. We said b'hayana that a person would do that's considered to be a transfer of financial value, that there was kesef.
With Kedushin, we saw a lot of that in the first batch of Kedushin.
It's still working mitzad, the kesef, the kinyan. It's not working mitzad.
It's still not.
It's the handa.
So here you need also the goral to actually create.
So anyway, there's a big machlokas Rambam and Ravid about how goral works. Rambam says you do a goral for two shutvin, two brothers, it's a good kinyan. And Ravid has this cryptic statement. He says it doesn't make sense. And what do you mean it doesn't make sense? Rambam is quoting a Gemara here. So what some say is that the Ravid's holding like the Rush, that the Rambam presented it as a kinyan. And Ravid says, no, it's not a kinyan. It's simply a tosefes, like the Rush said. It's a tosefes kinyan. And there's a whole long of Chaim in Hilchos Shechinim discussing this Rambam Ravid. But there's a really interesting Sefer Chasidim. Sefer Chasidim is talking about the case of a Yonah, similar to Yonah. People are in a boat. And the boat is now, busy. It's in a storm. It's about to sink. And they think one guy is too heavy or one guy is responsible. They do a gorel, a lottery, and figure out who's the guy who's going to jump off the boat or throwing off the boat. So he says that you're allowed to do this if they do it three times and the same guy gets it three times, this guy gets chucked off the boat. That's what the Sefer Chasidim paskins. But he writes elsewhere that he's a steer that it doesn't work. He says it's a steer that someplace you can't do this. How do you reconcile the steer of the two Sefer Chasidim, whether you're allowed to do this or not? So they quote the Medrash Talpios that says the difference of what type of storm it is. If it's a storm that all the other boats around, they're smoothing sail, not sailing smoothly, and there's no storm, and there's one ship that there's this tornado around, and then it's clear that that boat, there's someone wrong on that boat. So then you could trust the goral. If you're in an area where there's a storm affecting all the boats, there's no clarity that this is the boat that has the bad mazel, that's a situation where the Sefer Chasidim would not allow a person to rely on the goralas to throw a person off the boat. Okay, anyways, there's a lot to discuss here in the goralas to talk about lotteries and stuff, and of betting and people putting money in, and fine. Gemara says now Viter. Kuf Vavam Abay is the two dots. Itmar Shnei Achen Shechalku. Two brothers divide their property up. Ubalahenis Midis Hayam, and a third brother comes from overseas. So Rav Amar Butla Machlokas. The whole Machlokas is a batel, because you can't divide two property in half. You should have really split it in thirds. So you have to start all over again. That's according to Rav. Shmuel Amar Mekamsin. No, Mekamsin. The two people keep the Reuven and Shimon keep the property, and then they give a third of their property to a total of two-thirds to give it to Levi, who just came from overseas. That's according to Shmuel. It's a good chaluka, but they just give part of their property. So Amar le-Rav le-Rav Nachman le-Rav. They say to Rav, who says that batel ha-machlokes, that damar batel machlokes alma hadar dina, that we have to redo the din all over again. So that's really true. Ela me'ata, if that's the case. Hanei be'tlasa the kaim of azil be'tre. You have three people, three brothers, and two of them, Beitre, two of them come. Upalag, and they divide the property on their own. Now Rashbam points out here they have divided it in Bezdin. So they go to Bezdin, and they were aware we have a third brother here. We're just representing all three of us. So we want Bezdin to divide it into three. So Hachan Amri de Batla Machlokes? In this case, since the third brother wasn't present, are we going to say Batla Machlokes just because he wasn't present? Of course we wouldn't say it. He went to Bezdin, and they represented the three brothers. So how come Rav, in this case of the Shnei Achim, and then Acher, how come there we say when the third guy comes, it's Batel Machlokes? And the Gemara says, very easy, the distinction is as follows. Hachi Hashta, over there, Nahasim there, Nachisa Adaita Debetlasa Meikara. The second case where two of us went to Bezdin to divide for all three of us, the initial das was to split it in three. So that was the initial understanding. So that's why it's a good division, it's a good chalukah, as opposed to Hacha. Our initial case of the Shnei Achim, Shechalku, Balhenach, their Hacha lo nachisa daita de Beitlasa Mikara. We thought Levi wasn't going to make it over there. He was stuck in Australia. No way he's making it over here. So he split between the two of us. We know he's going to show up. But since we didn't have that in mind initially, that's when we say, but la machlokes. That's the difference between these two cases according to Rav. So now comes along Amr Le Rapapala Baye, the Shmuel, though, Damar Mekamsin. He says, no, the Chalukah is a good Chalukah. Yeah. No, I don't think so. No, I think it's the way it is. Yeah.
You're saying Hatam is what?
There, where he says it's a good Chalukah, where the two guys said, let's divide it for all three brothers. That's where he says it's a good Chalukah. Because we had in mind a third brother. We had in mind Levi initially. So that's a good Chalukah. Yeah. But here, our case, the Shnei Achim, and then Levi shows up. We weren't expecting to show up, then that's Batla Machlokas, because we did not have it in mind in the first place. So that's how Rav explains these two different cases. So then it comes along now, Amar Le'Rapapa Le'Abaye, L'Shmuel Amar Mekamsin. According to Shmuel, who says, the Chalukah is a good Chalukah between Reuven and Shimon. Levi shows up, so Levi gets a third from Reuven's property, he gets another third from Shimon's property, now everybody gets two-thirds, everything's very nice. So the Gemara says, L'Meimer D'Kam Dina. Is this to really suggest that Shmuel holds in such a chalukah, it's a good din, it stands? For her, Rabu, Shmuel, both of them say, we saw this yesterday, Damir Tavai, both of them hold the following, that Kor Bishlosha Ani Mocher Lecha, if I'm selling you a whole unit, and a whole package deal of 30, Yachalach Serpo, Afil Besachrona. We said for a sale to be final of Metalton, you need Meshicha. So if I pull a cow, it's a good Meshicha. So if I'm buying 30 units, if I take 29 of them, if I didn't pull the 30th unit, yeah, it's not a final sale. So even the last saw, the last unit, I'm able to be chozer. When it comes to a case of, just to finish this line here, even though this part isn't crucial for this point, but in kor b'shloshim sa b'sela, if I'm selling you 30, which is going to be a dollar per unit, if you will, ani mochel, I'm selling you, in that case we say rishon kana. Each unit is going to be final after I buy each unit. Now our question here is the first part where I say kor b'shloshim ani mochelcha, where I could be chozer afil b'sachrona. Why? Doesn't Shmuel hold the sales final? Anytime you take something, even though it might be changed later on, that whatever I took should be final initially. So even though I took 29, I didn't pull a 30th yet, that should be a final sale, because doesn't he hold kum dina that the sale is a good sale, and we just say mekamsin, just like the case of the two brothers, that Reuven and Shimon split up amongst themselves. It's a good sale, and when Levi comes, they give him a third of each party. So why is Shmuel inconsistent here? How do we explain this? So the Gemara answers to the top of Kuv Zayin as follows. Hasim avid rabbanan milsa de nichale lemocher v'nichale lokech. There, when the case of the kor shloshim, they wanted to do something that would be beneficial for both the moch and lokech, as opposed to this case. So we need to read the Rashbam to appreciate what this Gemara means. The Rashbam on the top of Kuv Zayin says as follows: Umishane hasim. There, by the case of mekoch memkar avid rabbanan milsa, by the case of the kor b'shloshim, I'm selling my whole warehouse to you. Kolomar. The reason why Chachamim allowed you, why they allow me to be chozer, or you to be chozer, if the 30th unit wasn't pulled yet? Because they wanted to go based on what was pleasing for both the mocher and the lokeach. This is what they both prefer, that you always have a last second to pull out if you need to. Why? The lokeach likes that they both have the option of pulling out. Ad gemar mishichas kol mekach, until the entire mekach is full. Shim tezel, if it goes down in price, yuchal lokeach lachzer. Oh, wait a second, I see the market is going down now, I'm pulling out of this, I want to get this for cheaper now. So that's certainly beneficial for lokeach, to watch the market as he's slowly pulling the units in. V'gam nichalei lemoche, it's also good for him. Shim toker, if it goes up in value, moche says, wait a second, I can make a lot more money now, I'm pulling out of this deal. So besoch yachzer bo. So that's beneficial, they both have the potential to either make money or save money. Hokach, Ladas Kane, Macher Mocher, Vakarna Lokech. That was the understanding of this sale. And Shiachsu Behena Filu Besachrona. That's why they had put the terms as Shloshim Bekor, Kor Beshloshim. That was the purpose for this, to have that ability to walk out. When it comes to our case, drop down a few lines in the Rashbam now, in the same piece though, Aval Gave Chalukas Karka, dividing the property, Vade Nichalu Lipater Meharze Maher Zemize. Here it's beneficial for them to separate as soon as possible. And Yitzke Kolecha V'yacha B'chelko V'yitrachbo, and start getting worked right away. Because the longer you delay, the worse the land's going to be. Because we have the concept, the Gemara says in the second half, I think, of Erevin, this is, that the Kedera de Beishutvi Lochamim Yilo Kerera. You have partners over a chilim pot, no one's going to be watching over it, because I'm going to think you're watching over it, you think I'm watching over it. So what the Gemara says in Erevin, that if you have a certain lechi or korah that's in the Rishon Rabbim, you're not going to trust it, because each guy walks by and says, that guy will take care of it. Me, I'm one of a million guys living in the city. Someone's going to take care of it. They don't need me to take care of it. So the longer it stays without any full ownership, it's not going to be good for the property. So when it comes to Chalukas Arutz, they want to be divided right away. So that's why in this case, Shmuel says, even though Reuven and Shimon divided it without Levi, it's a good division immediately. And when Levi comes, we'll give him his one-third each, a total of two-thirds. Okay, well...